Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to show the world that I really do this shit. And I really make quality street music. You know what I'm talking about? And it ain't no mistake that I'm this good. I just done seen a lot, you know what I'm talking about? The definition of real shit, my brother. You gotta feel it, yeah, hustler. We gon' show the world the definition of real shit, my nigga. You gotta feel it, yeah, nigga.
I got my own voice, sing my own hooks. Fresh paint, nice smile, got my own look. I just like to make people happy. Four kids, I just like being a good dad, but I'm a gangster and I rock shows. A people person, so you know that Boosie got hoes. They ain't hoes, that's a figure of speech. Hear a lot of shit like that when you listen to me. As for my fans, I love y'all, straight up. Y'all a part of me, so when they hate us. Money keep a nigga going, the better thing. May not kick it to the bank, I don't make it rain, but I'm fly like Weezy. Plus the hood nigga, man, they believe me like Jesus. And I just like to have a good time. Hit the yo, smoke one, and put my life in my rhyme. Check.
We gon' show the world the definition of real. My brother, you gotta feel it. Yeah,
the bad ass.
We gon' show the world the definition of real. My nigga, you gotta feel it. Yeah,
the bad ass.
Father, forgive me, I was raised on some real shit. So I can't sugarcoat it, you're not a little bit. Inside, I'm saying about my head. Hello, and welcome to Big Stud Total Hour. I'm here with my faithful co-host, Diamond. Diamond, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. We're going to be talking trending topics, and we're going to be discussing with our callers who will be in with us momentarily, but in the meantime, I'm thinking we should maybe toss it old school with a little throwback Beyonce. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
Alright, let's go, I say we should play some Upgrade You. This is Upgrade You by Beyonce.
Yeah, B. Talk your shit.
Time to let me upgrade.
How you gonna upgrade me? I'm tired of number one. You know I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block.
I hear you be the block, but I'm the light to keep the streets on. Notice you the type that likes to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing. Believe me, come harder, this won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself, trust me, you need me. This ain't a shoulder with a chip or an ego. But what you think they all mad at me for? You need a real woman in your life, taking care.
Just to compliment the deal, and anything you cop, I put the bill.
to play my part and let you take the lead. Bro, believe me, I'll follow. This could be easy. I'll be yourself whenever you need me. I see your hustle. With my hustle, I can keep you. Focus on your focus, I can feed you. You need a real woman in your life. Taking care of home and still fly. I can help you feel the pure guy.
Well, I hope everyone enjoyed that song. Today we have a great show coming on for you today. Today is Trending Tuesday, so I hope you guys are ready to hear some good conversation about current events that's going on. Are you ready, Big Stats?
And we're talking all sorts of topics. Diamond, I'm going to ask you about one of that you have some insight in on as well as letting you know about some insight that I have on one of these topics as well. What we're talking on these hot topic day of today here on Trending Tuesday, we'll be discussing the Kimye wedding. Later on, I'll tell you about some insight information that I have on this whole Lamar Odom refused entry at West Hollywood nightclub story. We're talking all things Donald Sterling. We're talking Miley Cyrus versus Justin Bieber. And by the way, congratulations to Miley Cyrus on the 1 year anniversary of the single We Can't Stop. We'll be playing that for you guys later. We'll also be talking about the hologram Michael Jackson performance at the Billboard Awards, discussing the evolution of hip-hop, and if you would let your kids role model themselves after some of the controversial stars of today. But first, we want to talk about Child Stars Gone Wild, and I want you to explain to me a little bit about this. As I understand, there's a some rumor about maybe you can help me fill in the blanks on this, a rumor of some sort of child sex tape with Willow Smith and Moises Arias, who played Rico on Hannah Montana. Can you help explain where this rumor might have come about from?
It's like a couple of weeks ago, there was a picture floating around the internet and on Facebook with Will Smith featuring Moises Arias, Rico from Hannah Montana. She had her head laying on his lap while he had no shirt on. And the media, they were saying, you know, as a kid her age, you know, that should be the last thing that she should be seeing in public with. And then few weeks later, her older brother, Willow Smith, he did the same exact picture, but with unknown artists, with somebody who's unknown. So, but her parents, they spoke out. They said that they support her because they know they've raised her to be mature enough, so that they don't have anything to worry about, and that the people just need to mind their business and just leave their child alone. I personally think that a kid that young shouldn't be seen in spotlight that. You know, she's so young. She should enjoy, you know, hanging out with her friends, going out. The boy should be the last thing on her mind right now. Personally, that's what I think. I don't think they should tolerate something like that. But then again, everybody have their own way of disciplining kids, and everybody got their own view of things. What would you say about this topic?
Well, I can't help but compare this to several years back. One of Moises' obviously most famous co-stars on the show Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus at age 16 did some provocative poses for Vanity Fair, and it was creating quite a stir. So what I'm wondering is, how would you compare what's going on now with Moises and Willow to those photos of a then 16-year-old Miley Cyrus posing provocatively for Vanity Fair?
Well, I will kind of, I will a little bit excuse that for Miley Cyrus just a little bit, because considering the fact that she was 16 years old, so she was old enough, that means that she had time, she understand things, you know, and she had her father on her side as well. So, but versus Willow Smith, not only is she young, but Moises Harris is also way older than her. You know, he's old enough to be her older brother. So that's the two different situations. I don't think a child, somebody who's enough to be a brother, I don't think you should be allowed to be seen, you know, with pictures like that. Miley Cyrus, on the other hand, she, like I said, she was 16, you know, and she was just starting, and she was, you know, getting in the industry. And then I think that was the time that Miley Cyrus actually started to get in touch with her rebel side. You know, she was trying to let everybody know who's inside her, you know, and she was trying to break out. So that was a way for her to get a, you know, Miley Cyrus was trying to get a voice to be herself, because everybody had a clean-cut image of Miley Cyrus as Hannah Montana, and she knew she couldn't live up to the expectation, so that's when she, I think that's when she did these things, so to let people know who she really is. So that, I would tell the Miley Cyrus
right.
A little bit versus Willow.
All right. Well, we have a caller who might want to weigh in. Caller from the 732. Come in. Tell us what you think about these child stars gone wild.
Hello?
Caller from the 732. Are you there? Well, apparently we lost that caller. If you guys want to call in and weigh in at any point in time on any of these topics, you guys can do so by calling us live at 347-989-0718. If you go back and hear something that we discussed earlier and you want to discuss it, feel free to discuss that as well. With that in mind, let's move on to the wedding that's the talk of all the tabloids, the Kimye events heard around the world, the wedding. I mean, I think the date actually, the photos just recently got released to the press, but I was actually on Wikipedia, and the timing when Kim Kardashian legally filed for a name change to be known as Kim Kardashian West, seemed to occur about a week before another one of our trending topics occurred, which was the Lamar Odom refusal from the nightclub. But We'd like to send a congrats to the happy couple. Do you have anything to say on this topic?
Well, I remember a song Bad Grab Kanye West perfectly at this moment. I'm pretty sure he is living the good life right now. He got everything he was looking for. So why don't we play the track Good Life from Kanye West?
All right.
Like we always do at this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. You go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
I'ma get on the TV, mama. I'ma put you down.
Hey, 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 hey.
I'm fucking to the good life.
With niggas that stay OG, won't even get pulled over in they new. The good life, let's go on a living spree. Yeah, they say the best things in life are free. The good life, it feel like Atlanta, it feel like LA, it feel like Miami, it feel like NY. Summertime shy, ah. So I roll through good, y'all pop the trunk, I pop the hood, Ferrari. And she got the good, and she got that ass, I got the look, sorry. Yo, it's got to be, cause I'm seasoned. Haters give me them softy looks, Larry. Bitches told me, don't hit it, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate and watch the money pile up. It's good life.
I go for mine, I got to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Girls who ain't on TV cause they got more
ass than the models.
The good life, to keep it coming with the bottles. To she feel booze like she bombed out of Apollo. The good life, it feel like Houston. It feel like Philly. It feel like D.C. It feel like B.A. or the Bay or yay. Hey, this is the good life. Homie, tell me what's good. Why I only got a problem when you in the hood?
Welcome to the good life.
Like I'm new in the hood. The only thing
I wish a nigga would.
Welcome to the good life.
He probably think he could, but oh, I don't think he should.
Welcome to the good life.
50 told me, go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate. And watch the money pile up. It's good life.
I come for mine.
Yeah.
I got to shine. Now throw your hands.
I get in some brain with that ass. He said I never seen snakes on a plane. Whether you broke or rich, you gotta get this. Having money's that everything that having it is. I was splurging on trips, but when I get my car back activated, I'm back to Vegas. Cause I always had a passion for flashing. Before I had it, I closed my eyes and imagined the good life.
Better than the life I live when I thought that I was gonna go crazy. And now my grandmama ain't the only girl calling me baby.
Alright, now from someone who's now living the good life associated with the Kardashians to someone who's not living the good life, but in a way still associated with the Kardashians. Let's talk about Lamar Odom. Alright, so recently at the Penthouse nightclub in West Hollywood, Lamar Odom was refused entry. I actually have associates that work within the security system for that particular venue, and the inside story from the security team detail there is that inside the club, Chloe and her new boyfriend, French Montana, were possibly celebrating the big Kim Ye wedding. There's no reports of if Kim and Kanye were there or not. What the story is that Lamar, who is still madly in love with Khloe Kardashian, tracked her down to the nightclub, and the security did not want to allow him entry because of the fact that they were avoiding a potential incident that could occur with Lamar Odom and French Montana. Now, do you have anything that you want to say about this?
Well, what I have to say is that what Lamar Odom did, I think he's feeling guilty. You know, he started to feel regret because when he had his chance, you know, he took it for granted. Like most of us do. We don't know what we have until it's gone. And most of the time, it takes us, we have to lose it for us to realize what we have. So now I realize that maybe he is starting to realize what he lost, and he started to realize that he can never get it back. So that's
because he
definitely
lost a lot in these last 2 years, because when he met Khloe, he was this big, huge basketball star. She was this reality star, a reality icon star who had some boutiques with her sister and some fashion lines with her sisters, and did all these family projects that got notoriety with and that's who they were at that point in time. After, you know, we've all heard about the Lamar Odom drug issues and that taking a toll on the marriage, but it also took a toll on his career. So he's desperately seeking to regain part of what was what was normal for him when the relationship started, including having Chloe in his life.
Yes, but as I said before, everybody knew that he took that girl for granted. And then now she finally has moved on. She finally found someone who's willing to appreciate her. You know, now he's willing to come back. Chloe has come far, you know, because now before she used to always about Lamar. She used to always, you know, focus on him. She forgot all about herself. She gave him everything she had. But now she's taking care of herself. She's all about her. And then she's found someone who's all about her as well. So now that he see her, he see her happiness. And that's why he's after. He's not after her. He wants to get that happiness that he once had with her, you know. But I wish her and French Montana the best. And as far as Lamar goes, then, you know, you don't know what you have until you lost it. He took it for granted, and now he lost it. So that's all I have to say.
Well, I can say this. Hopefully Lamar Odom gets all the help that he desperately needs. He was a great star, and if he takes the proper steps to really get get himself cleaned up, he might be able to regain some of that back. So, Lamar Odom, you'll be in our prayers, and congratulations to Chloe for finding her happiness with French Montana.
Moving on, and this where I live in Los Angeles, so I live in the epicenter of this all. I'm West Coast. One of the biggest topics in LA County is all things relating to Donald Sterling, from the Stiviano trying to get a reality show, the owner of one of the Microsoft owners being the final person to wind up buying out the Clippers, all sorts of talks. It's been a rocky road, and what I have, and my personal opinion on this is going all the way back to the beginning. And I'm gonna get your opinion on this too. If callers are listening in, and or if listeners are listening in and they want to weigh in on what I'm saying, they're welcome to. This is going to be slightly controversial, what I'm about to say, but I don't even think it's about the fact, is Donald Sterling a racist? I think that's obvious. What I think it's about is Donald Sterling an idiot? And here's why I say that. First off, you're an owner of an NBA team. The guy's got eyes. He knows who the majority is of both the players and the fans. I mean, so anything you say or do can get recorded anywhere and be used against you. So the fact that he would even think, even from the comfort of his own home, to utter the statement that he did makes me almost question his intelligence. What do you have to say about this?
Well, first of all, what I would say is you are definitely right about that "he's an idiot" comment. Because, as you said, you know, as famous as he is and as much as people know him, he should be more than careful to what he say in public, especially, you know. And then another thing, I feel like, you know the old saying, your mouth will get you in trouble someday? Well, his mouth got him in trouble this time, and this time it cost him huge. And I sure hope that he learned his lesson, and I hope the people who are looking and they're thinking about, you know, they look up to him, I hope they don't make the same mistake as he did. And I think that he received he got what he deserved? Yes, I do. Because it's people like that, you know, that is holding back the society. You know, it's people like him that is starting all these negativity, and we do not need any more people out there like him. So it's a good thing that we found out right now before it was too late. So that's what I have to say.
All right. Now moving on, two stars, both two young stars, both considered controversial in their own right. We have Miley Cyrus, who we talked about earlier, versus Justin Bieber. Both of them let it. Before I weigh in with my personal opinions on them, let it be noted that as a recording artist, I would welcome the chance of working with either of them or both of them in a project. I even had a concept song idea
that would involve Chris Brown, Justin Bieber, and Miley Cyrus. So with that being noted, let's move on to the controversy with them. Let's start with reminding you of where they started with Party in the USA as well as Baby.
With a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame access. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. In my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the lit up. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the DJ drops my favorite shit.
Took me back to the old days.
Yeah, me too. I live near
Universal City Walk. I'm like one subway jump away from there, and every time I stand by that escalator going up towards the food court, and I look around. In my mind, no matter what's going on, especially if it's later at night, I look around at all the lighted signs, and in my mind, that baby song pops in, no matter what.
It's funny how grown they all come. You know, they come so far, long away. You know, it's crazy how the industry works.
We're gonna elaborate more on this, but let's take a listen of two of the later projects. Let's compare note by note. Wrecking Ball side by side with Boyfriend. And we're going to play that for you.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can never lie, running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball.
Your boyfriend, I never let you go. I could take you places you ain't never been before. Baby, take a chance or you'll never ever know. I got money in my hands that I really like to blow. Swipe on you. Chilling by the fire while we eating fondue. I don't know about me, but I know about you. So say hello to Falsetto in 3, 2, swipe.
I'd like to be everything you want. Hey girl, let me talk to you.
If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl, you'd never be alone. I could be a gentleman, anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go.
Yeah, tell me what you don't. I could be a Buzz Lightyear, fly across the globe. I don't ever wanna fight, yeah, you already know. I'ma make you shine bright like you're laying in the snow. But girlfriend, girlfriend, you could be my girlfriend. You could be my girlfriend into the upper world. Make you dance to a spin in the tub. Voice going crazy on the
floor. Yeah. Now, recently they've both been doing things that people have deemed controversial, but I think it's I think it's a little unfair that society has been trying to lump Justin Bieber's controversialness with Miley Cyrus' controversialness, and this is why. Justin Bieber is becoming controversial because he's out drinking cough medicine, pissing in janitorial buckets. I mean, he's out there just doing a bunch of stupid shit. I mean, I think the best quote about Justin Bieber was a quote said by Sharon Osbourne during an interview on Chelsea Lately, where Chelsea Handler had flat out asked Sharon Osbourne about being a music manager and how she'd go about handling a client like Justin Bieber. And her quote was, first she'd have to worry about getting my foot unstuck from his ass. Because he's just doing stupid things. Where Miley Cyrus, on the other hand, she's doing things that are controversial. You know, she's started cussing in some of her songs. She danced, twerked up on Robin Thicke at the VMA. But is she really the first person to try to be provocative on stage? I mean, it's the 1 year anniversary of We Can't Stop. Now, study that video, and you can tell clearly that she has even performed with her. You can tell clearly that Miley is drawing inspiration from such acts as Madonna, and Madonna herself has even drawn inspiration from Marilyn Monroe. People draw inspiration of ways to be provocative from icons of their past that they grew up with. So that's my take on this. Diamond, what do you have to say about this?
Well, as far as comparing Miley Cyrus to Justin Bieber, that is unfair because Miley Cyrus is trying to express herself, you know. Everybody got this perfect image of Miley Cyrus from when she was in Hannah Montana. Everybody expects her to be that little girl, that nice little girl. But, well, here's the reality of the thing. She's not. She's a grown woman. She's grown, you know. Maybe she said, I remember in one of her comments that she said she was never that character. She was never Hannah Montana. It was just a character. She was just acting. It was just a show, you know. This is who she is. And I personally love Miley Cyrus. Because I love her, because no matter what people say about her, no matter how much they criticize her, she is still strong. She is still doing her thing. You know, that's the kind of people we need in a society. That's the kind of people we need to show our kids. You don't always have to listen to what people say. It doesn't matter. You can, as long as you're happy with yourself, that is all that matters. That's what I have to say about Miley Cyrus. Now, as for Justin Bieber is just doing this to get publicity. That's my take. Because Justin Bieber was doing just fine. He had Usher as his mentor. He was doing fine, you know. But as far as getting in trouble, getting in and, you know, starting problems, he's just doing that out of, because he's bored. He doesn't have anything to do. So to compare those two, they have two separate reasons, and it's unfair and it's not right. Miley Cyrus, yes, she had her father to help her throughout the years, but what if this is who she really was? I mean, did we really take the time to find out who Miley Cyrus is? Did we really get that time? No, we didn't. We just knew what we saw. And now she's showing us the real her, who she really is. We have something to say. We have something to say about that. You know, so you cannot please the society. I love Miley Cyrus, and I think she is doing a great job, and I support her 100%. And as far as Justin Bieber goes, he is just, I think he needs help. He needs to go to rehab and get the professional help that he needs so he can come back and deliver songs. He's talented. He's very, very talented. But all the other stuff that he's doing is really not necessary.
And I know that he's even trying to get into hip-hop, and I think that
he actually has a good chance if he really becomes serious about it and stops with all this clowning bullshit. I caught a freestyle that he did on that Otis beat that Kanye and Jay-Z did. He freestyled on that beat he did this for Big Boy's radio show out here in LA, Power 106. He's got the skills. He just has to get himself cleaned up if he wants to switch over and incorporate more hip hop. I wish him well, but he's got to get himself cleaned up. Now, like I said before, it's the 1 year anniversary of We Can't Stop. We're about to play that for you guys. And Justin Bieber, if you're out there listening somewhere, drop a single that has an anniversary on Trending Tuesdays, and we'll give you a bonus song too. But right now, we're about to play. This one's for you, Miley. We're about to play We Can't Stop.
It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can screw what we want. It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can screw what we want.
We're going to be taking this show a little into overtime while we discuss these topics. But if you guys want to weigh in, you guys have 8 minutes to call in
and weigh in. Otherwise, we're going to give you our viewpoints, and you guys can enjoy listening to our viewpoints. And don't forget, we're on air doing these trending topics every week. So if you like what you hear heard this week, you can talk to us about what the new topics we come up with next week, or even comment on our previous show and our trending topics. All right, the next thing we got to discuss, because he's in the news again for music, and he's blazing up the charts, which is amazing. He's being as successful now as he was in some of the prime of his lifetime existence. Is Michael Jackson. He has a song that's doing well on the charts. He has that song with Justin Timberlake. And the big thing so many people are talking about that we saw a few weeks ago that almost brought us all to tears and brought us back to those times of those iconic Michael Jackson performances with a hologram performance of Slave to the Rhythm that was done at the Billboard Awards. Do you have anything to say about those, Diamond?
Well, first of all, I would like to say rest in peace to Michael Jackson. He was truly the greatest. I personally loved Michael Jackson, and then when I heard the news of his death, it really, really affected me. Because growing up, all I could hear was Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, you know. And it's amazing to see, even though after he is gone, he is still, you know, on top. He is still making a difference. People still love him. And because of that, I will truly always be a number one fan of Michael Jackson. And I think the audience deserves to hear him sing today. We should let them hear that wonderful song.
I don't know if we have that song on deck, but let's play a few songs from Michael right now.
Don't you flag and write me. All I'm gonna say is that they don't really care about us. think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry.
Hello? Hey, there, those songs really brought me back. And Michael Jackson, wherever you are in your memory, we're going to elaborate on this topic even more in next week's Trending Tuesdays and honor you with our first song play of the day with your new song, Slave to the Rhythm. So that, be sure to listen to that on next Tuesday's show. Another hot topic is BT rights. Diamond, you there?
Yes,
what do you
I'm
have
here.
About that?
The next topic that we are going to discuss is going to be about, you know, the evolution of hip hop. You know, considering how hip hop has changed, you know, from Biggie, Tupac to Future, you know, hip-hop has come long way. You know, now you have different, you know, people, you know, everybody's into hip-hop. And then it's only exciting to see where hip-hop will be, you know, only in the future. It's amazing, you know. And what do you have to say of how hip-hop has changed concerning the fact that you in the industry of hip-hop yourself? How would you say hip-hop has changed from then until now?
Well, I mean, we started out with the party hip-hop because everyone loves the party, which later today I will be playing one of my group's songs. We'll be playing Cover the Music.
Fuck it. Shut up and listen. Hey, yo.
I sit back with this pack of zigzags and this bag of this weed. It gives me the shit needed to be the most needed to see on this earth.
We seem to, sorry about that, people. We seem to have a little audio glitch. Like I said before, we're going into overtime. We're going to come back to talking about LGBT rights in a few. But back to your question about the evolution of hip-hop. And then I'll tell you what songs that we're gonna hear next. Going back to what I was saying, we started out with the party scene, and we had a lot of fun, and people still love to party, so people still sometimes try to incorporate that into their music, because no matter what generation, people like to party. Now, people will often cite the 90s as the golden age of hip-hop, and you cannot discuss the 90s hip-hop without bringing light to the topics of
of Biggie Smalls and Tupac. I believe we actually have a few songs from Biggie Smalls and Tupac. So let's play those for you right now, just to give you guys a listen, and then I'll tell you a little bit about how this music inspired my group, the MSFP crew, and then let you guys even hear a song from my group, the MSFP crew. So here, let's go with More Money, More Problems from the Notorious B.I.G.
Tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop, who jewels drop pop, who rolls the booty down to the blue drop. The same old pimp, mate, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop, try, see my name on a blimp. Guarantee me yourself, call it level up. You don't believe in Harlem World, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Niggas didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the goldie sound. Can't no PhD hold me down, cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like booty. True pimp, not to spend no dough on the booty. Yeah, there go Mace, there go your cutie.
Talking the evolution of hip hop, and after we show about how it has evolved, in how the evolution of hip hop is impacted my group, the MSFP crew. We're gonna show how certain topics that have been considered taboo within the hip-hop community are starting to bring light, such as LGBT rights. So we're going to listen to by my group, the MSFP group. We're about to listen to, in its entirety, we will listen to Pump Up the Music, followed by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's Same Love.
There comes a time when people give you shit, and the only relief is to pop up the music. Yikes!
Fuck all of y'all if you don't like my flavor. Fuck haters, fuck discriminators. Fuck all of y'all if you don't like my flavor. Little bitch wanna step to me. Little bitch never an MTV. Little bitch can hold a candle to me. Little bitch think that the fake can be. You think I'm a clone of you? I've been doing this since I was two. You have six CDs? You have more than six STDs. And yes, little bitch, I fucked your girl. Fucked her in the ass and ate out her squirrel. I bet little bitch is sick of me now. I bet little bitch is let me down and out. So, fuck the haters, fuck discriminators. Fuck all of y'all if you don't like my flavor. Fuck the haters, fuck discriminators. Fuck all of y'all if you don't like my flavor. Little bitch just wanna step into me. Little bitch never an MTV. Little bitch needs to handle me. Little bitch is faking the fake V.
And now we will play
as promised, back to back, we will play Same Love by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Sure, yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League, a preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision, and you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
And I can't change.
Gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay. Gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it.
Now, I know we just played two very different songs back to back, but that last one, that Macklemore song, I hope people will really pay close attention to what was said in those lyrics. Just as much as I hope they pay attention to the lyrics that are said in my own songs and the music I do with MSFB Crew. LGBT rights is something that my group, MSFP Crew, stands for firmly on. Not only do I have a gay brother, but my partner in this formerly a bisexual considers herself to be a lesbian. What do you have to say about gay rights, Demon?
Well, I for once, I'm all for homosexuality because at the end of the day, they're not harming anyone. And love is love. It doesn't matter with who or doesn't matter what side. As long as you find someone who completes you, who loves you, that's all that matters. To me, I don't see any difference between myself and homosexuals because we all the same, we are looking for the same thing, which is love, you know? So I think that people who have issue with it, it's wrong. It's really, really wrong. And I think they deserve to have rights to express themselves, to show their love in public. You know, what
and people do think,
and it's mainly because things are kept on the underground, that within the hip-hop society, discussing homosexuality in this light, in a positive light, or in a light that... you know, people wonder, are there, you know, people in the hip-hop community that are homosexuals? And people are so, a lot of times, people are so closed-minded to think that there will never be a rapper out there that will, that's a homosexual. But I'm about to put this unknown rapper on blast. This guy by the name of Bimbo, he sounds proudly as a gay rapper discussing, yeah, this is what I do, this is how I like sex, and he's proud of it. So if you type, so to our listeners, if you want to check out this song from this openly gay rapper, type go to YouTube, type homo thug rapper, and you will see this guy's video come up. Homosexuality is a lot more common than people give it credit for, and the thing is, people should not be closed-minded about it. Like you said before, we're all just individuals out there trying to live our lives and find love. We all have passions and desires, and who we go to sleep in at night should be between whoever your lover is and God and yourself. Those should be the only people, individuals that matter when it comes to who you go to sleep with at night. It should matter between yourself, your lover, and God. And there are all sorts of interpretations when it comes to God. I'm for one, I'm more of a spiritualist. I've always been. I believe in God, but I don't necessarily believe that. But the whole thing is homosexuality is a sin. I don't believe that, and there are churches and synagogues out there that will wed homosexual couples out there, and I applaud these institutions. Homosexuality currently just became over the last summer. In fact, we're about to celebrate the anniversary of the repealing of Prop 8, which was the proposition that outlawed gay marriages out here. And this weekend is in Los Angeles is Pride Weekend, where there will be lots of performances and parades in order for people who are LGBT and LGBT supportive. I for one am LGBT supportive all day. Yes, I'm a straight man, but I'm LGBT supportive all day. You'll see, you can find me protesting to appeal Prop 8. You can find my name on ballots for equality. I'm for that. And that's how Big Stat sees it. What about you, gentlemen?
Well, you can find me at facebook.com/DiamondRadioDiva and let me know what you think of the show today. And my last thought on homosexuality is that my message to them out there is that be yourself. Don't let anyone stop you from being who you are. The society will never understand. But someday, maybe someday, they might learn to accept and let people be. So my message to kids out there and adults out there, just be yourself and love who you want to love proudly. You know, show them that you love them proudly and publicly. Don't be ashamed of it. And I, for one, support homosexuality. I'm all for it, you know. Yes.
We're in agreement. Now, there are people out there that have famously said controversial things against homosexuality. Now, again, as an artist, would I work with them? Would I collaborate with them? Yes, but I for one, you'll never hear an MSFP crew song that ever says, you'll hear an MSFP crew song that'll say an F word, but it'll be the shorter F word and never the longer F word. That longer F word will never be heard in an MSFP crew song. And there are lots of controversial artists out there. And my question is, would you want your kids role modeling themselves after any of them? That's our next topic. I mean, famously, when we're talking about dark controversy, I'm gonna have you ponder that for a second. We have a track from Eminem featuring Marilyn Manson. This is a remix to The Way I Am. Coming right at you.
Great, let it run. Hey, yo, turn the beat up a little bit. Hey, yo. This song is for anyone. Fuck it. Shut up and listen. Hey, yo.
I sit back with this pack of zigzags and this bag of this weed. It gives me the shit needed to be the most meanest MC on this earth. And since birth, I've been cursed with this curse. It just curse and just blurs. It's berserk and bizarre shit that works. And it sells and it helps and it sells to relieve all this tension dispensed. And these sentences get in this breath has been eating me recently. Off of this chest and I rest again peacefully. But at least have the decency in you to leave me alone when you freak see me out in the streets. When I'm eating or feeding my daughter to not come and speak to me. I don't know you and no, I don't owe you a motherfucking thing. I'm not just an instinct, I'm not what your friends think. I'm not Mr. Friendly, I can be a brick to be dead when my tank is on empty. No patience is in me, and if you offend me, I'm lifting you 10 feet in the air. I don't care who was there and who saw me. We'll call you a lawyer, file you a lawsuit. I'll smile in the courtroom and buy you a wardrobe. I'm tired of all you. I don't mean to be mean, but that's all I can be. It's just me.
And I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my shit, cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, why would I say I am? In the paper, the news.
Father, I hate to be bothered with all of this nonsense that's constant. Oh, it's this lyrical content that's all guilty conscience. I've gotten the rotten responses and all of this conscience.
controversy circles me, and it seems like the media immediately puts a finger at me. So I point one back at him, but not the index, the pinky, or the ring, or the thumb. It's the one you put up when you don't give a fuck, when you won't just put up with the bullshit they pull, cause they full of shit too. When a dude's getting bullied and shoots up in school, and they blame it on Maryland and the heroin. Where were the parents at? And look where it's at, middle America. Now it's a tragedy, now it's so sad to see an upper class city having this happening. Then attack Eminem cause I rap this way. But I'm black cause they feed me the fuel that I need for the fire to burn. And it's burning and I am returning.
I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, why would I say I am? In the paper, the news of the day I am. Radio won't even play my jam. Cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, why would I say I am? In the paper, the news of the day.
While listening to that, I couldn't help but think about some of the things you were saying in an interview with 50 Cent that I was listening to earlier on Fuse. Within the hip-hop community, we tend to discuss a lot of current events, and sometimes there are controversial things within that. Now, when it comes to me personally, controversial figures as role models for my kids, it all depends on who they're role modeling themselves after. If Justin Bieber's in the news, pissing in buckets, tossing eggs on people's house, and just doing a bunch of stupid things, then of course that I wouldn't want them to role model themselves. But I think it's also about when certain stars are doing controversial things, to sit down with your kids and really say and really have discussions with them, talking about how how this affects people. Going back to the debate, Justin versus Miley. Miley's going out there and trying to express herself. Now, she might not be doing it in a way that most parents seem appropriate, think are appropriate. It's definitely about being appropriate for the age that you are. Miley Cyrus she was a fully legal adult when she really started cursing in songs and being as provocative as she was. So as long as my children have an understanding of that, I would want them to see the earlier years so they actually know, that this wasn't just automatically like this. She grew into this, my point is on that is, with certain aspects, I see nothing wrong with a kid trying to express themselves. I see a lot wrong with a kid doing a bunch of stupid things because they saw a celebrity do it. But I've talked enough about this topic. Diamond, what do you have to say about this topic?
Well, what I have to say about the topic is the, first of all, would I let my child be influenced in this industry of this industry? Maybe, I might. It depends on who they are looking up to and depends on what they're doing. For example, would I let my child, you know, idolize Miley Cyrus? No, I would not. Because the fact that Miley Cyrus, she's going about it the wrong way, you know. She is like, she's throwing a fit like a little child who's trying to get attention. That is like, it's like she's trying to get her voice heard, but she's going about it the wrong way. But I do like the message that she is setting out there. I like the message, the fact that she's telling people, you know, no matter what people say about you, as long as you're happy with yourself, that's all that matters. So, yes, I would allow my kids to, you know, idolize that part about her. But as far as the industry go, I wouldn't let my kids idolize none of the rappers or any music video that's out there right now. Because right now, all these industry, all these singers out there, they're telling people, you know, money is more important than anything else in this society, which is not true. There are more important things than money, you know. And then most of these young male artists out there, they have no respect for female. You know, they portray females as, you know, as a bitch or hoe and stuff like that. And no, I would not want my daughter or my son to be influenced by stuff like that, because I refuse for them to think like that. You know, and I want them to have respect for females, considering the fact that we all came out of a female. So therefore, I would not let my child to be influenced by any of these music video, any rappers out here. But there are some good music videos out there, like that song, Same Love. There are some, that's good. That's a beautiful song. That's about unity, you know. That's about being equal. And that's about accepting people for who they are. And that, I'm all for that song. I'm all for that, you know. But I don't think parents should, you know, let their kids be influenced by everybody. You know, not everybody's a role model. And, you know, and I think as a parent, you should be your child's first role model. You know, you should set them the example. And then they look up to other people. You know, that's
my thought on that topic. That's the, you know, get invested in, you know, what they're listening to. You know, really do your research, because there are certain things, like we were saying, there are certain elements of Miley Cyrus, you know. No one's going to argue that it's inappropriate for a six-year-old girl to walk down the street dressed as Miley Cyrus does currently. If they want to dress how she did while she was shooting Hannah Montana, that's one thing. But the thing is, what she's preaching in her songs, if you can go over that, there are certain elements where, you know, expressing yourself, say, being determined, those are the type of qualities that Miley Cyrus would have that if my kids grow up and see that within her, and get inspired by that I wouldn't mind. I currently, I have a 13-year-old nephew and a 9-year-old niece. I'll watch them and see who they're inspired by. Several years back, about 3 years back, my niece was really into Miley Cyrus, especially during the Hannah Montana. She loved everything Miley Cyrus. My nephew over the last year said he was into Lil Wayne. Now, I'm not necessarily sure if Lil Wayne is necessarily the best role model, but I think certain aspects of his life aren't as public as certain other stars. and the things that are public, you know, trying to work hard to be a businessman, to be a strong businessman. I think that that's a positive thing where Lil Wayne started up Young Money, and which is doing amazing, you know, with Drake and Nicki Minaj, and they're doing amazing things. What do you think about Lil Wayne as a role model?
Well, Lil Wayne was he used to be a role model when he first came out, because Lil Wayne had his head in the right direction. He used to influence kids in the right place. But lately, Lil Wayne has become, I don't know how you say, I used to love Lil Wayne personally, but now I don't like Lil Wayne as much because of the fact that he have no respect for females. Lil Wayne always referred to females, you know, as bitches or hoes and stuff. You know, he sees females as toys. And you would think for a guy who have all these daughters out, he only have one son. So you would think a guy who have all these daughters out there, he would have no respect for females than that. Because he has a lot of singles, a lot of rappers out there, they used to have no respect for females. But when they became fathers to females, to, you know, to little girls, they start to see things, you know. They started to understand how it feels. So they change their state of mind, you know. But Lil Wayne is still, I don't think I would let anybody be influenced by Lil Wayne, concerning the fact that he always cussing, and he make it seem like you can buy anything with money, love, female, family, anything. He's all about money, and he's not serious. And for that, I have no respect for Lil Wayne.
Sort of overpassed him, because, like you said, most art artists and just people in general, when they have that first daughter, from that day and through the rest of their life, they have what I like to refer as the daddy's little girl syndrome, where they're always there to protect them, make sure no one says anything. I think you know where I'm going with this.
Yes. Look at T.I., for example, T.I. T.I. has a daughter. And then T.I. is one of the most respected, you know, rappers out there in the industry right now. T.I. has a daughter. Everybody knows T.I. He's handsome. He's talented, you know. But T.I. sing all his music, you know, that doesn't involve exploiting women. You know, he doesn't. He know how to talk. He know how to get his point across without offending any females out there. Because he's the father of a female. He understands. He's married. He have a wife. He wouldn't want to offend. He wouldn't want anybody calling his daughter, you know, B-I-C-H or anything like that, you know. So, I hope, Lil Wayne, if you out there listening, I really do hope you hear, and I hope it get into your head. But you need to stop exploiting women. Stop referring to women, you know, as bitches and hoes, because you wouldn't like it if somebody did that to your daughter or to your grandchild, your granddaughter, or to your mother, for example. You want somebody calling your mother that. So don't call the females that, you know. That would be my message to Lil Wayne and anybody else out there who's idolized Lil Wayne.
I think we're going to leave him with that final message. I'm going to talk to you about the foundation and this website, and we're going to fade out today, I believe, on Whitney Houston's Greatest Love of All.
I believe the children are future. Teach them well. Yeah.
Hit
me. Go.
You know very well who you
are. All right, guys. Now, remember, you can check out past and present episodes of Big Stat Saddle Hour not only at our website at bigstatsaddlehour.com, but also go to msfpinc.com. That's MSFPINC, where you can check out past and present episodes of Big Stat Saddle Hour, find out about my group, the MSFP crew, and listen to music by the MSFP crew, as well as music that I produce. Find out about the MSFP studios and MSFP label. See all the projects I'm involved in, including a project that Diamond and I stand firmly on, the Big Stats Cares Foundation. We're asking you to reach to your hearts and not only donating to the foundation, but donating to the formation of the foundation. This foundation benefits special needs children through music education. So open up your hearts, scroll to the bottom of that page at msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. And you can donate because the children truly are our future. For Big Stats, I'm Big Stats here with Diamond. And we'll see you next time. Diamond, do you have anything to say in closing?
Yes, please hit me up on my site at facebook.com/diamondradiodiva. And if you have any question or comment, you can hit me up on that site. Again, that's facebook.com/diamondradiodiva. And thank you. See you tomorrow.
And make sure to also follow us at, all in caps, Big Stats Radio. And search it. Us on Facebook, Big Stats Saddle Hour, and we'll catch you next time on Big Stats Saddle Hour. Stay sexy. See y'all. Peace.